Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Who brought the infamous fire and brimstone on wicked Sodom? Would it surprise you to know that it was the one who took the name Jesus when he entered the human race? How do I know? Because Jesus himself said, quote, "The Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." That's John 5, verse 22. Like a lamb, he came to die for our sins, but like a lion, he will return to deal with all rebels who refuse his offer of mercy. Listen, quote, "When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe." 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 to 10. Wow, that ought to sober us up. When the angels, appearing as men, arrived at Sodom that evening, Lot invited them to his home. They said they might just stay in the town square, but Lot knew what went on at night in the city streets and insisted. A good thing, too. When the men of Sodom, both old and young, the Bible says, heard these two visitors were staying with Lot, they surrounded the house and demanded the men come out to engage in the atrocious sin of which Sodom became infamous. When Lot tried to reason with them, they would have attacked him if the angels hadn't pulled him back inside. Things went from bad to worse, so the angels blinded the men outside. Were they repentant? No, says the scripture. Even blind, they exhausted themselves still trying to find the door. Say, listener, will Jesus be your Savior or your judge? You must make that choice.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.